Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Communication Skills Training. Your communication skill is a measure of your ability to transmit your message to the minds of others. If you want to achieve your goals, then you need to be able to transmit your message to the minds of others. In addition, you will need to be able to accurately receive and understand the messages to you from others. Many people are not as confident as they would like to be when it comes to self-expression and communication. If you would like to accelerate your progress and rates of winning, then one of the best ways to do that is to improve your abilities as a communicator. Easily said, but how? Here are the steps. 1. Read. 2. Listen and learn. 3. Watch and learn. 4. Practice. Reading is the best and most productive method of improving your linguistic abilities. But not idle reading, and not trashy reading. This is reading with the consciously expressed intention to improve your own vocabulary and powers of expression. Pick books that are educational and draw your interest. And pick books that are written by talented writers who are the recognized best in their field. Read with a pencil in your hand and be ready to note and record any new word or eloquent turn of phrase that captures your attention. Underline and memorize the meaning of the new vocabulary and find better alternatives to everyday words. Look out for Latin-based words that can substitute for Anglo-Saxon words. Generally, Latin-based words are more eloquent than the Germanic Anglo-Saxon version. Examples of this distinction are: I will state the Latin word first and the Germanic Anglo-Saxon word second. Intelligent versus clever. Obtain versus get. Journey to versus go. Donate versus give. Accept versus get. Incredible versus great. Observe versus see. In addition, I suggest that modern books have a lesser degree of elegance than books written in the 19th century. If you read books that are from 1850 to 1900, you will notice that the language is more elegant and the vocabulary is wider and more expressive. That is not to say that modern writers should be ignored. There are many examples of excellence from whom you could learn. The authors who have taught me the most about how to write are Isaac Asimov, Ayn Rand, and Napoleon Hill. In addition, there are many good books that are explicitly written in order to teach the art of communication. The Reader's Digest books are amongst the best. They publish many excellent volumes on how to improve your communication skills in both the spoken and written form. My advice is read and learn from the masters of the art. 2. Listen and learn. Maybe you think that you don't have time to read and study. If such is the case, then you can learn improved communication skills simply by listening to others and paying close attention to how others communicate. Again, this listening is not passive listening. This listening is concentrated listening. Listening to the greatest speakers, the most influential orators. You know that there have been people who have transformed the world, not by means of invention, not by means of great intellect, but by means of being master communicators. These master communicators are not geniuses of intellect. They are not geniuses of invention or of technology. They have the gift of the gab. They are able to influence others by the power of speech. And with that power of speech, they carve out a place in history. They rule the world. Examples of master communicators: Winston Churchill, Ronald Reagan, J.F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Muhammad Ali. If you want to learn how to express yourself, then listen to the recordings of these and other master communicators. Most of the master communicators have committed their words to recordings, recordings that are available to you. Listen to Margaret Thatcher talking about her life in politics. You could listen to Tony Blair do the same. And as you listen, pay attention to the way they use words. What do they say? What do they fail to mention? And how do they express themselves? Try to determine for yourself exactly what verbal skills made Thatcher and Blair the most successful politicians of their time, even in spite of their obvious flaws. You could learn from listening. You should learn from listening. So my advice is, listen and learn from the masters of the art. Watch and learn. Maybe you don't want to study audio programs. There is another way you could learn, simply by watching and observing others around you. Become a scientist. Scientists learn by the following steps. They observe. They take careful written notes. They look for common themes. They abstract a law. They test the law by experimentation, and they derive conclusions from the experiment. You could become a communication skills scientist simply by following the same steps. Thus, 1. Observe other people around you. Observe how they mess up their communications. Observe how they argue. Observe how they succeed. Observe how they negotiate. 2. Take careful written notes. In your diary, write down what you observe. How specifically do people mess up their communications? How specifically do people argue? How specifically do people succeed? How specifically do people negotiate? 3. Abstract a law. Then abstract some laws based upon your observations and notes. The law should be stated in the form of an if-then statement. For example, you may discover this law. If you want people to listen to you, then you must be willing to listen to them. You could rewrite the law to say, if you don't listen to others, then they will not want to listen to you. 4. Then test the law by experimentation. Once you think you have discovered a law of communication, test it to see if it's true. First, try following the law to see what happens. Then try breaking the law on purpose to see what happens. Then you will discover whether or not your theory is correct. 5. Then derive conclusions from the experiment. After a number of experiments, you can derive a definite conclusion. You will discover whether or not your law is true. You can then write in your journal. Communication law number 1. People will want to listen to you only if you are willing to listen to them. Practice. Now you must practice what you preach. From your studies, you can learn much. From reading, from listening, from observation. Now you know what to do. Now you must do what you know. Put your skills into practice and rehearse that until they become second nature. Excellence is what you habitually do. Thank you.